Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Well, Dean Ambrose is dead, and there you go. Welcome back. We're back. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's something's working. Blog Talk is being a jerk today, but it's working. Oh, but Dean Ambrose is stirring. He's stirring. Oh, another clip. Kicked right to AEW. Tonight, what a night we have. If you didn't listen on Wednesday night or Thursday, one of those days, I was on Fatal 4-Way Radio and we did our prediction. Spectacular. And I have all the results, who won and who lost. And Batman's not here, but he's involved too. So we'll get to that towards the top of the next hour, I assume. But until then, let's go right to the phone lines first. Might I introduce the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of Sinister.
What's going on, T-Rock? What about that Raw, man?
That very is interesting. Yes.
Yeah.
Pencil to the face.
Things are starting to heat up, man. WrestleMania season, finally.
Yes.
3 weeks
away. I'm still soaking wet from Batista's promo. Wait, that doesn't sound right. That didn't sound right at all. He spit on me. Give him what he wants. Give it to him. Give it to him good. Give him what he wants. Give it to him. Give him. You know Vince is in the back. Give it to him. Give him what he wants. Give me it. Give it to me.
Give
me
it. Give it to him.
You know what I want? You know what I want? Give me. And by the end of
the day. How the hell are you doing, man? How the hell
I'm
are you
okay,
doing, man? I think it was Friday when we did that show.
No, it was Thursday. Let me introduce you to the IWC Legends Champion, Christian.
The only good thing about this show tonight was the Batista and Triple H promo. Other than that, this show fucking sucked. And the main event. But other than that, this show sucked.
Give me what I want. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. I want the world. All right. So we have Raw to cover. We have Fastlane to cover. We have our predictions. So let's get right into it. Monday Night Raw begins with the Shield's final bow. The Shield's curtain call. The Shield, no more until the next time. And there are rumors going around. People are saying they've gotten together more times than anything. I counted 3, but people say 5. People say 7. I thought it was 2 myself, but whatever. So Roman Reigns and The Shield in the beginning do their thing. And then Seth Rollins continues to stay outside as Paul Heyman comes to the ring or comes to the platform. Cuts a promo. Him and Rollins go back and forth. And then Shelton Benjamin comes from behind and Seth Rollins beats Shelton Benjamin, and that is how we open Monday Night Raw. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of the opening of Monday Night Raw?
It started out with the Shield out there, and they had their Roman Reigns was fumbling all over his lines, and it's okay, man. I mean, you know, he got through it, right? But you know, it really did nothing for me, man, while it was just the Shield out there. And then Heyman came out, and I thought things got a little bit more interesting when Heyman came out, and he did his little thing with Rollins, I think the other guys had already excused themselves and maybe gone back out to the back or some shit. But, yeah, Heyman and Rollins, I thought that was pretty cool. It was all right. A little bit more of Heyman, you know, saying the same thing, only this time it was Rollins that was actually saying it for him. And, of course, they had the chants going, you know, with Slay the Beast and whatnot. But Rollins, you know, he went through all the names, but he forgot one name. He forgot The Undertaker. He didn't mention The Undertaker. You know, I don't know if maybe he forgot that or what the hell, but I thought it would have been a little bit more effective had
not
he mentioned The Undertaker. Yeah,
you cannot, do not mention The Undertaker. He Vince's man. They didn't give it to him.
Oh, hell.
He didn't give it.
So the thing with Shelton Benjamin was a shocker. I was not expecting that. Good to see Shelton Benjamin. Of course, they had that match. I'll get into the match if you want. I mean, it was a
decent match.
You know, Shelton Benjamin.
This is the whole 40 minutes of
Shelton Benjamin, man. He, you know, anytime you get a match with him, it's going to be a good match. And then him and Seth Rollins. I mean, come on, man. It was a good match. You know, but still, it was inconsequential. There was really nothing to it. Of course, Seth Rollins ended up winning, and that was that. But it was an okay segment, I guess. Nothing to really write home about, but. Typical Monday. It didn't feel like anything special, really. Certainly didn't feel like a show after a pay-per-view. Till the end.
Setting up WrestleMania on the road to WrestleMania. And we are on the road to WrestleMania. And on the road to WrestleMania, it stops in Philadelphia. Christian from Philly. Christian, all that opening stuff, what'd you think?
I thought it was all pandering. Like, it was fucking... I thought it was slow. Like, it was kind of boring. And I thought the Shelton Benjamin and Seth Rollins match was kind of boring, too. I mean, I was expecting a few high-flying moves, but I didn't get any of that tonight. I didn't get a suicide dive. I didn't fucking get no fucking high-flying moves from the fucking top ropes on either man. That was kind of a big disappointment, dude. This is like a dream match, and I was expecting some high-flying shit tonight. It was a fucking big disappointment, man. Fucking disappointment.
Big disappointment. I don't know if it was that disappointing, but yeah, it was the greatest. So let's keep going. Intercontinental Championship match, Bobby Lashley versus Finn Balor. And the bell rang, and then the bell rang and rang and rang and rang and rang, and Finn Balor lost the title to Bobby Lashley. Minister of Sinister, your new Intercontinental Champion.
Holy crap. Yeah, man, just as soon as I said it, it happened. I was sitting here with my wife watching, and as soon as I said, watch Leo Rush come out and fucking help Lashley somehow, some way. And boom, there it was, man. It's like I cued him. And just like that, he, you know, came in, did his thing with the whole freaking ringing the bell. And next thing you know, the referee is pinning 1, 2, 3, counting 1, 2, 3 and shit after Lashley speared Balor. And that was it. New champion, Bobby Lashley. Who in the hell? It makes no sense booking-wise. I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me, that is. If you want to explain it to me, go right ahead, because I'm confused at this point. What the fuck's going on with the International or the Intercontinental Championship? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, Minister, let me explain it to you for you lay people. Here's what's going on. See, Finn Balor didn't beat Bobby Lashley for the Intercontinental Championship. He beat Leo Rush. So now... Bobby Lashley beat Finn Balor for the Intercontinental Championship. And so now Finn Balor has to finally beat
Bobby Lashley
for the Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania. And we could always hope that the Demon comes out, and that's how we get a Demon Intercontinental Champion at WrestleMania, which would be the thing to do. But they're not going to do that. And that's the explanation.
No demon. I don't think the demon will be kept coming out.
He should, but he's not. Christian, new Intercontinental Champion.
I thought this was fucking garbage. Bobby Lashley. Bobby Trashley needs to fucking leave WWE. This fucker comes out with no fucking reaction from the crowd whatsoever. It only took fucking Leo Rush to make him get booed. Because Leo Rush is the only one that's trying to fucking make this guy relevant, and it's obviously fucking failing. This motherfucker couldn't even beat Finn Balor for the fucking title. He needed help from a little midget named Leo Rush. Does that make Bobby Lashley look good? No. And now we're supposed to have, again, a fucking match we've seen 5,000 times in WrestleMania, which is going to suck like every other match they had sucks. It's fucking garbage. Hopefully after WrestleMania, Bobby Lashley finally fucking leaves, because I can't take Bobby Lashley no more. He's fucking terrible. He's fucking awful.
Awful. Okay, well, we'll see what happens. WrestleMania is looking to be a good 12-hour show, and I can't wait to see the 12-hour show that it is. All right, so Ronda Rousey comes out and cuts a 10-minute promo condensed in 2 minutes of talking. Fast as fast can be. No one can stop she. And then she, Dana Brooke, comes out and gets her ass handed to her. Like, she got killed. And that was that. Ronda Rousey needs to slow down, take a pause, take a minute, think about things before she speaks. Minister of Sinister, what were your thoughts on Ronda Rousey today?
Absolutely, man. She went from bad to freaking worse with that heel turn, man. I mean, it's just, at this point, it's like, man, I was thinking she was going to be a great heel. But you're absolutely right, man. She needs to completely slow the fuck down. I mean, she's making no sense. It's like she's just talking overcome with emotion, and she's not getting her lines out right. I don't know, man. It's just terrible. I don't like this. And it really, man, it ruined the whole freaking match. The only way they can save this match now, for me now, is if they... I mean, I don't know, man. The whole thing with this match... They have to just take Charlotte out somehow, some way. But they're not going to. I mean, personally, I don't even like Becky Lynch. But this whole thing going on with fucking Ronda Rousey now, it made it even worse. Now I don't even like Ronda Rousey. And freaking Charlotte is in it. I mean, the whole match is fucked now, man. I went from having a big interest in this match to having absolutely, I'm not going to say absolutely no interest in it, but my interest level certainly went down quite a bit. I mean, this storyline it's gone from bad to worse just like that at the drop of a dime, man. Ronda Rousey is a horrible, horrible heel. I'm just not digging it, man.
I don't know if she's a heel. More or less, she probably just doesn't care. Like, I guess that's what they're getting at. Christian from Philadelphia, I'm sure he has kind words for this segment.
All right. You know why, ministers, you know why you're both confused? Because she sounds the goddamn same no matter if she's face or heel. That promo was either she's a face or a fucking heel. She sounds the fucking same. There's no fucking real improvement here. She's just now bashing fans, which is a fucking generic way a heel should do. But other than that, this whole thing has been fucked from the get-go. Becky Lynch overselling her fucking leg injury from fucking Royal Rumble. Charlotte Flair now looking like a fucking threat, and Ronda Rousey being fucking booked as a fucking weak champion. This has been a disaster since the fucking beginning. It's awful. This match, I don't even give a fuck about this match anymore. Just make Becky Lynch win already, and then we'll be done with this bullshit. It's terrible.
And also, this may be your church, but there is no sanctuary for you here.
Well, does that
she
mean?
Will desecrate you. She will desecrate you.
Yeah, that's Ronda Rousey's line tonight.
Give me what I want. Desecrate me. Desecrate me. Yes. Desecrate.
Oh, shit.
Desecrate. 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 Give me what you want.
What?
I'll put you in my pool.
And what the fuck was with that Dana Brooke? Why wasn't it fucking Natalya that confronted Ronda tonight? Why couldn't it have been Natalya instead of fucking Dana tonight?
Well, Natalya's got that other story going right now where she took that beating last night, but I guess we'll get to that later. But the thing with Dana
It would have made sense, though. It would have made a whole lot of sense you know, because then Ronda, that would have actually been good because she could have come out and said, you're not my friend. I don't know who you are. You're this and that, the division. Why are you like this? You know, I'm going to step up to you cause, and then get her ass beat. But they're saving that.
That would have been great. But you know, they're in a state right now where they're not thinking. They're not thinking, man. So instead, it's fucking shit. They've had a lot of chances to make this great. But the thing about Dana Brooke, man, did she get some fucking face work done? And what about Natalya, her fucking lips? Get the fuck out of here. She looks like she's got half her ass in her fucking mouth.
Her lips.
You see those fucking lips?
Her lips.
No, really.
Only a minister would notice.
Fucking lips,
Christian,
man.
Christian notices Finn Balor's dick, and you notice Natalya's lips. It's good. It's good stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me what I want. Give me. You know what I want. And no, I want it. I want it. Take it. Take it. Okay, so give me what I want, baby. All right, so Aleister Black and Ricochet, still a tag team after all these years, versus Chad Gable and Bobby Roode. Chad Gable looking a little mad at the end when he got pinned. There's not really that many tag teams, so they can't split them up, although they should, but they should really split up Aleister Black and Ricochet first. I like the fact that they're dominant, but they should be singles wrestlers, Minister.
Well, I agree. I mean, these are guys that, you know, clearly, yeah, you're right, man. I mean, it's been long overdue with the whole thing with Glorious, but, you know, we've been calling on it. We were calling on it for months, and then it never happened, and now here we are right around the corner from WrestleMania. So I'm thinking they're going to go into WrestleMania, and shortly after WrestleMania, something will happen between them. And then the other guys, you explained it to me really good the other day. I'm still waiting for it to happen. With Aleister Black and the dude with the fucking tattoos and the candles, but I think they're, you know, I'm excited for these both of those two new guys. The only thing I'm not excited for, which I thought about, was that holy shit, you know, they really came in strong. They look really good out there right now. But how long is it before they're fucking dancing with the New Day or doing something stupid? You know, look at what they did to Braun. Look at what they've done to everybody. I mean, you know, how long before their fucking their shine falls off and then wears off and they go into fucking obscurity? How long is it? How long? Shall we time it? Shall we time this shit and see how long it takes them? They got way too much fucking talent on that roster. And it won't be long before these guys are just fucking shoved into fucking nowhere, into obscurity, and they're fucking falling off the card. It's terrible what they do to these guys, and it's all because they have way too much talent in the fucking locker room.
Way too much talent. Christian, what'd you think of Black O'Shea and the Glorious?
It just sounds like a bunch of fan fictions put together. That's what their teams sound like, fucking fan fictions. That's what it sounds like. But anyway, I'll give it around 2020 for Ricochet and Black to break up. And I'm still calling it now. Chad Gable is going to be the one to turn heel against Bobby Roode, because I've been saying that for like a whole year ago, and it looks like that's going to fucking happen. Chad Gable's going to fucking turn heel, and then they're going to feud and all that bullshit. But before Ricochet and Aleister Black break up, they have to win the tag belts first. Then they fucking break up, you know, all that fucking tag team bullshit. But yeah, enough said. That's it.
It could also be Aloshay or Ricka Black. Black. I like Ricka Black O'Shea, though. I like Black O'Shea or Aloshay or Rickle, who cares? Okay, moving on. We're gonna get through this. We're gonna get through this Raw really quick, which is great because then we can talk about our predictions and who won and who lost. And I know the answers to those questions and many others. But let's go to the chat thread. Mumra is in the chat thread on WrestleCorp.com. That's WrestleCorp.com. He says Ronda sucks on a live mic. She can do great on her social media videos. So she does. Alexa Bliss in a moment of bliss. Who is going to be the host of WrestleMania? Who? 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 Well, I don't think anybody saw this coming. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Alexa Bliss is the host of WrestleMania. Minister Sinister, Miss Bliss, hosting WrestleMania.
Oh, man. I kind of figured it out before it happened that that's what was going to happen. But needless to say, I mean, I just feel bad for her that she can't be in the ring competing. You know, and it has to be because of Nia Jax. But, yeah, I mean, you know, at least she can still be a part of the cast. And being the host, it's, you know, it's not that bad. She's still going to get a payday out of it. And she's going to look lovely while she's doing it. I mean, I know I'll be stiff.
Be still, ministers, beating hard. Christian, the new host of WrestleMania.
Look, after she does the hosting, she needs to replace Renee Young for commentary because I'm getting real sick and tired of repeating myself. I cannot stand Renee Young at fucking commentary. I gave a tirade on my fucking show this past Saturday. Minister was fucking there. And we both agreed that she's fucking awful. She was awful tonight. And when she does a good job as the host of WrestleMania, maybe they'll give her nudge to be on fucking commentary and get that fucking bitch Renee Young out of that fucking seat and go back to be a backstage reporter or some shit because she's got to fucking go. She's got to fucking go.
Really? She's not that good. I haven't really noticed. No, I've noticed. How could you not notice? And a segment of the night coming up is a nice red car as gifted to Braun Strowman by the nice people at Saturday Night Live, and Braun Strowman goes Street Fighter 2 on it and destroys the shit out of it. And there you go. He kicked the shit out of a car. And as everybody else has said, Braun Strowman, his WrestleMania is going to be feuding with Colin Jost from Saturday Night Live. Where's Nicholas? Nicholas? Minister?
Yeah. The thing about this is I have no idea who this Colin Jost is. I just found out today that he's some cat from Saturday Night Live, even though I'm sure they brought it up last week, but I wasn't paying attention to his fucking segments or any of those segments. Dude, this is fucking bottom of the barrel shit, man. It's all fucking shit. What they've done to Braun Strowman is a fucking travesty, and I don't even like the motherfucker. But, I mean, that's just the way it is. That's just a fact. It's a travesty what they've done to this guy. Here they have a fucking guy that fell on their freaking lap, okay? Fell on their freaking lap. He's a fucking big monster. They should be doing big monster shit with this guy. Instead, he's into a comedy act. Look at what he did. Look at his role last year. I mean, don't get me wrong. That was a really good thing with the kid and all. It brought a lot of fucking eyes to the TV and shit. But this thing, man, with these guys from fucking Saturday Night Live, I mean, I don't even find these guys funny. I can sit there and watch a segment and not even laugh. And so fuck them. Fuck them. It's this bottom of the barrel shit, Colin fucking Jost. Get the fuck out of here.
And we're going to rename this show.
What has he fucking been on? Who the fuck
Monday Night Fuck Out. Monday Night Fuck Out. Give it to him. Give it to me. You know what I'm
saying? Monday Night. Give it to him. God damn it.
You give me what I want. Give me what I want. You know what I want. On it now. Give it to me. Christian, the car didn't see it coming.
Yeah, I don't know why they brought these Saturday Night Live people. They're not that fucking funny. I mean, I miss the old days of Mad TV. I was a huge Mad TV fan more than a Saturday Night Live fan. I speak for everybody out there who's listening. But, I keep telling you, Braun Strowman's a fucking novelty act. He'll never be taken seriously in the WWE ever. This is, what, two WrestleManias in a row that he's treated as a fucking joke? Him tag-teaming with a fucking toddler, and now he's having a feud with a fucking stand-up comedian from a fucking charity show? Wow. And he was in line to be world champion. Wow. What a great career Braun Strowman has. But then what can you expect from a guy who used to be a rosebud for Adam Rose? What can you expect?
Only the best here on Monday Night Fuck Out. All right. So Elias in the ring causing havoc and calling out everybody in Pittsburgh. They're losers. And then No Way Jose comes out. Speaking of rosebuds, No Way Jose comes out in his conga line, and Elias just snaps and kicks everybody's ass and gives No Way Jose a drift away as Lacey Evans. No, we'll get to that later. Elias, Minister, before break.
Yeah, well, you know, he snapped. He had every right to. Everybody's coming out fucking up his shit. And he's had enough, man. And he was at his boiling point, and No Way Jose, unfortunately, was at the other end.
Boy, that guy really is going places, right, Christian? No Way Jose.
Yeah, but here's the intriguing part, right? When they panned back to Elias, he was clearly asking for a microphone, but they never gave it to him, and then he just disappeared. Like, I thought he was going to say something because he was asking for a microphone, but then they cut him off completely. I wonder what was up with
joke.
That.
That's the joke. Come
no,
on. They even cut him off from getting cut off. Come on. I'm sure they had that plan. Like,
maybe
know,
they had no time. Maybe they didn't have
maybe
enough time.
Maybe they had no time. Well, we have plenty of time here to give me what you want, and we'll give you what you want after this break. We got the rest of Raw, and then I have the list of our Fastlane predictions. So we'll go over Fastlane, the pay-per-view, and see what happened on that pay-per-view, and then we'll talk about who won the prediction. So go to WrestleCorp.com, WrestleCorp.com, and go hang out with Mumra and everybody else who's there. And we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
Signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell. Are you ready?
You want to do another radio show? Yeah, no. What do you want to call it? You want to call it drinking soda, but you don't want to call it soda because where you're at, they drink pop. Nobody wants to drink pop, you Santori. I got a better idea. It's on Tuesdays, right? Tuesday night? Okay, well, you did Rippin' Fridays, you did Saturday Night Special, you did Tuesday's Gone. Hey, let's face Tuesday together. All right, cool. Facing Tuesdays with Santori. Tuesday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. Sounds great? Great. Let's do it. Yes, I'll make sure to let everyone know you figured out how to use Instagram. Okay, bye.
My body keeps changing, my life keeps changing, my heart keeps changing. I lose control. My body keeps changing, my life keeps making me break down, baby. I can't say no.
Body, 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 body
Welcome back, everyone, to Monday Night Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, and here we go with more of Monday Night Raw. All right, so Harlem Heat is going into the WWE Hall of Fame. Even though they weren't in the WWE, they're going into the Hall of Fame. Minister of Sinister, what did you think about this announcement?
Well, I mean, I guess they're running out of people who were actually in WWE to put into the WWE Hall of Fame. don't get me wrong, I've got nothing against the Harlem Heat. You know, they're great athletes and everything. You know, Booker T and his brother, what's his name? Brother Ray or Booker Ray or the hell was his name? Anyway, whatever the hell his name is. I remember them vividly, man, going to the Sportatorium in Dallas and watching those guys on hot summer nights back in the 90s, I guess it was, early 90s. Anyway, man, you know, they've had a long career and shit, or at least Booker T has, and I guess it's one way to put Booker T into the Hall of Fame and take up a space because maybe they had nobody else. I don't know. What the hell?
Christian, Harlem Heat.
I have no problem with Harlem Heat going to Hall of Fame, but who I do have a problem is fucking Stevie Ray. That motherfucker was fucking garbage. He was fucking trash. Like, he had one of the worst matches ever in WCW. And let's not forget, I don't know if you even remember this, but he was the fucking leader of the NWO B team. That's how no NWO was fucking dying when you have this no-talent motherfucker be your fucking leader. This guy was fucking garbage. I'm sorry. He was fucking terrible. He couldn't cut a fucking promo. His in-ring skills were fucking trash. Oh, fuck me. I'm glad the team made it, but fuck the superstar, Stevie Ray. Booker T carried that fucking team all the way.
Lacey Evans came out, put her fan in front of Renee's face, and left again. She was looking pretty good tonight, right, Minister?
I suppose. I'm not a fan of hers. I don't think she's really... she's not condom worthy, I guess. but yeah, I mean, you know, she was looking better than she ever has. We'll put it like that.
Christian, Lacey Evans, is this building to something?
Oh no, fuck this bitch too, dude. I'm getting real sick and tired of her fucking act. She's becoming Eva Marie 2.0 now. Like, fuck me. Either she's fucking injured, or two, they don't know what the fuck to do with her. Or three, she's a really shitty fucking wrestler. One of those three, or all of the above. All of the above. Either way, fuck this bitch. I'm getting real sick and tired of her fucking act. She has no fucking character whatsoever. I hope she fucking quits and gets fired like Eva Marie. Fuck this blonde bimbo.
She's going to be the next Dana Brooke after her rightful place. After Dana Brooke takes her rightful place at the bottom end of the roster.
Oh, fuck me, dude.
She deserves, you know, she's been there. She was crying. Dana Brooke was crying.
It was terrible.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
I feel so bad for her as she got destroyed.
I do too.
Destroyed. I'm just kidding. I don't care. Nia Jax versus Natalya, and here comes Beth Phoenix. Looks like this tag team is probably Beth Phoenix and Natalya are going to join with Bayley and Sasha and Nia and Tamina and probably somebody from SmackDown, the Iconics or something, in a tag team battle of some sort at WrestleMania. Minister of Sinister, what'd you think of this short?
Let's see, this was, this was, well, you know, we got Natty's lips all over. I mean, shit. Yeah, man, the Glamazon's back. Looks like she's going to get some type of paycheck at Mania, maybe. She was doing work last night as well in the commentary, and now she's with Natty, so it's all right, I guess. I mean, it's not all right, really, but it's, you know, it's what we're going to get. Natty, Natalya, and freaking the Glamazon against Tamina and them, and Sasha Banks and Bayley somehow in the mix. That was interesting, the brawl that they had there backstage as well. So I don't know. I guess it's all going to build up into a big scissor match.
Scissors. Christian, how many women can you fit into a WrestleMania tag team match?
Well, if you have, like, a bunch of women, then the fucking ring is going to break because Nia Jax is fat as fuck. Let's just get that something straight. But this is all looking towards three types of matches that this could happen for WrestleMania. One could be a straightforward 8-women tag match. The other one could be a triple threat tag match between Bayley, Sasha, Natalya, and Beth versus Nia Jax and Tamina, or it could be a fatal four-way tag match between all of the Iconics, you know, Nia Jax, Bayley, and Beth. You know,
your second choice ain't gonna work because those tag titles are supposed to be multi-branding business. So SmackDown has to be involved.
Well, okay, let's see how they do it, because so far, you know, I mean, how the fuck?
Yeah, so far it's just Raw. It's just Raw. So far it's just Raw.
Yeah.
All right.
SmackDown got fucked again.
SmackDown always gets fucked, you know. SmackDown is just the B show. It's always the B show. Do they have a what? An app?
An ass to get fucked in. They're getting fucked up the ass.
I don't know. All right, so my computer is freezing, and it's good. It's the internet here is pretty awful, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. But we know what happened next. I mean,
it was
Triple H has to give him what he wants, you know. I mean, Triple H comes out with security, and then Batista just showers the microphone. He's showering. Whoever has to use that next, I'm sorry. For you, but you gotta give him what he wants. Give him what he wants. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. Give me what I want. And he needs to give him what he wants. And he finally gives him what he wants. Minister of Sinister. He got it. He got what he wanted.
My favorite part of that whole thing was Triple H asking Batista if he was just gonna stand there looking like a nose ring model, or if he was going to get his ass in the ring like a man, or whatever the hell he said. That was hilarious, man. But, you know, this match, I'm already liking it. I have to, you know, I'm just such a Triple H mark, and I've always had a special place in my heart for Batista as well, man, because, you know, Evolution, Triple H, Ric Flair, that whole thing, man, I was all about it. Orton and shit. So, yeah, man, this now they're going up against each other. It looked like he had two fucking Sharpays in there when they get that back shot of their head. Two Sharpays in there going to go at it head-to-head, man. Their fucking wrinkles all up on their heads. But, yeah, I thought this was a good segment. Triple H has certainly learned how to make segments good. Back in the day, he was horrible at them, and he can still be horrible at times. But tonight, he pulled a good one out. At least I thought so. And Batista, he was good as well. Had that spit coming out. He was working that shit heavy. I mean, you got to change the sponge after something like that, man. You cannot put a microphone like that up to your mouth unless that's exactly what you want. Fucking spit all over your fucking mouth. Come on, man. The fuck out of here. But yeah, I thought it was a decent promo, man. Certainly makes me look forward to this match.
Yeah, my funniest line was when he said, Guardians of the Independent Circuit or something like that.
Oh yeah,
like,
that was funny too.
Because they were all indie wrestlers, and you knew.
Yeah.
You knew they were indie wrestlers, and so you know that was like another insider mark
inside
type of
joke,
thing.
Yeah,
a little inside thing. Christian spitting all over the place.
Give me what I want. You know what
the segment proved, right? This segment might prove my theory right when I said that Ric Flair is in on it and he's going to turn on Triple H. Because Triple H has just announced that this is a no-holds-barred match now. That is a no-holds-barred. So my thing might be right, that this is all a fucking big plan, and Ric Flair's in on it, and he's going to betray Triple H at WrestleMania.
Man, I hope that happens. I would love it. I would mark the fuck out.
You would.
I would. I would mark out for some shit like that, man. Ric Flair, the dirtiest player in the game, screwing the fucking game. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That doesn't get any better than that. The dirtiest player in the game, screwing the game.
And if you listen real close to the promo Batista said, he said, I learned from the best. I learned from the two most dirtiest players in the game. He's
did
fucking
say that.
He's giving it away. He's telling him that this is all a big fucking plan, that Ric Flair's going to fucking screw Triple H at WrestleMania.
Well, we'll have to see. Give me what I want. Okay, so back from break. Kurt Angle, his last match in Pittsburgh, takes on Apollo Crews, and Kurt Angle wins. And it's a sad standing ovation, and Kurt Angle is officially retiring at WrestleMania. Minister of Sinister?
Yeah, man, I was hoping to see one more for the road, one more beatdown for the road, brought to you courtesy of the waiter, Baron Corbin. But they let me down on it. Instead, Kurt Angle had his, you know, go home, feel good home moment or whatever the fuck you want to call it in front of his hometown, no less. So good for him, actually. But still, I think the beatdown would have been far more appropriate. Go out with a bang, man. Fuck it.
You think he should have lost?
I think he should have taken a beat down. He could have won the match, but then taken the beat down afterwards.
Interesting.
A nice little beat down, you know, send him home, you know, with some good memories.
Good memory. You can't have him lose his last. That's why they put Apollo Crews out there. I mean, did anybody honestly think that Apollo Crews is going to beat Kurt Angle? Well, I mean, it could have happened, you know.
No. I mean, after the match, you know, Corbin from behind beats down Angle, you know, one more time for the road. That's what I wanted to see. But
I would have had Apollo Crews beat the crap out of Kurt Angle one more for the road. If I had it, he'd turn around, just beat him to death and kick him. And then he would, you know, that's a nice heel turn, because imagine the heat that he'd get. Apollo Crews would be like the worst guy ever. Like,
man, that would
you know.
Be good. Yeah. So what would he
That's
do at
why
WrestleMania?
I'm the head booker.
Would he have that match with him at WrestleMania?
No. Who's he going to have? Who's he? Jason Jordan coming back? Who?
I don't know. Is Kurt Angle going to have a match at WrestleMania? Didn't he announce that? So I guess it would have had to have been against Apollo Crews if that would have gone down.
No, he's having a match at WrestleMania. We don't know. That's what I asked you.
Ah, hell. Snicker, hell.
Don't answer now. Christian, what do you got?
I have an answer, and this might be the most plausible answer in all. Since Kurt Angle is no longer obligated on Raw and he's retiring, and since Samoa Joe seems to not have an opponent in WrestleMania for his U.S. title, why not have Kurt Angle go out with a bang and have a U.S. championship match at WrestleMania against Samoa Joe?
Because
no,
John
man,
Cena.
That's too fantasy.
That's why.
Yeah, that's
John
too
Cena,
fantasy.
That's why.
But what if John Cena can't make it? Because John Cena may not announce that he's coming to WrestleMania this year to have a match.
He's got a haircut to get.
Yeah. Well, my idea is still on the table just in case if John Cena can't make it. Kurt Angle versus Joe. Kurt versus Joe, the U.S. belt.
I think Jason Jordan comes back and him and his father have a good moment. And then he kicks the crap out of his father and leaves him lying on the mat in the end.
Nice.
Because that's,
nice.
That's how you go out in WWE, lying
beat
on your back.
Beat something on dad. Beat something
yeah.
on dad.
I know.
On him.
Put the boot on it. Tell me what
him.
I want. That's what I want. That's
come
I want.
On, daddy. Here you go, daddy. Here's a good beat down for the road, daddy.
Yeah.
All right. So Roman Reigns versus Baron Corbin. Roman Reigns gets his bell rung, but you know he worked everybody with that concussion because obviously it was supposed to happen that way. But you know, good on him. So that happened. Minister of Sinister, did you buy into the whole concussion angle?
Wait a minute. Who are we talking about here?
Roman Reigns, the only one who...
Oh, Roman Reigns. Ah, man, it was all so confusing. Again, it was confusing. You know, one minute he was, I don't know, I guess, a concussion. Is that what it was? Is that what they're calling it? Fuck, man. To
I
me,
don't know.
Like,
he looked, he said he had a little headache. He had a tiny little headache. And so they took him to the back.
I mean, I hate to be that guy, man, but to me it just looked like bad acting. That's all, man.
Bad acting. Christian, bad acting or good acting?
Oh, fuck, it was fucking horrid acting. Horrid. Fucking guy no-sells the fucking attack right away, gets up from two Claymore kicks, one from the side of his head, and one from the fucking ring post. And this motherfucker gets right back up. No selling, bum. We're right back where he started.
I don't know. I think that, Christian, I would disagree and say that the whole concussion thing was him selling. Like, he was selling
no.
a massive head injury. And, you know,
yeah,
when adrenaline kicks in, you know, you get up. You want to continue. Like,
yeah.
They're kind of breaking the fourth wall there. Like, he
yeah,
no-sold it and sold it at the same time.
Yeah, but that just proves we're right back to where we started, lads. We're right back to the fucking Roman Reigns agenda. This motherfucker was going to main event Raw again after coming back. We're right back where we started. Sooner or later, he's going to get that fucking title back, and we're going to be right back from square one. This is fucking bullshit. This is fucking bullshit already. Already it's bullshit.
I'm ready. Well, this led to Dean Ambrose asking Triple H nicely for what he wanted, a match, no holds barred, and Triple H was glad to comply. See, Batista, all he had to do was just ask nicely, not spit all over the place and shower the fans with his presence. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of the no-holds-barred match? Pencil to the face, head in the thing, and then a Claymore kick in the rail. Like, Dean Ambrose is going out like death. Like, you know, I understand that Drew McIntyre really could have used a win, and it was a good win for him. But if you wanted to keep Dean Ambrose, like, that would have been a very victory. That would have been a well-fought, you know, a heartfelt victory. But Dean Ambrose is still lying on the ground after three Claymore kicks, a pencil to the face. Man, that gives new meaning to the term pencil neck. Pencil neck.
Yeah, again, Triple H was on tonight with, hell yeah, I'll go let Drew McIntyre know. That was funny, man. After Ambrose asked him, he's like, oh, hell yeah. I'll go let Drew McIntyre know. That fucking cracked me up, man. But, yeah, false count anywhere. What an exciting finish, man, to have there at wherever the fuck they were. The PPG Paints Arena, that's where they were. What a great fucking match to finish out the night, man. A lot of exciting action with Drew McIntyre just beating the shit out of Dean Ambrose there at the end. The whole thing was, I was very entertained by this main event. The outcome or whatever, I don't know if it's inconsequential or what the hell happens from here with Dean Ambrose, but I really enjoyed the moment. And so for that, you know, I'll give this one props because I did enjoy the moment. It was a good beatdown, man. Fucking Dean Ambrose took it like a champ, too, there at the end, man. I loved it. It was very entertaining.
Very entertaining. Christian from Philadelphia, he got what he wanted.
Well, I wanted Drew to kick his head more times. I wanted him to kick his head like 10 more times for all that fucking terrible heel shit we've been through for a fucking 2 months with Dean Ambrose. I wanted him to fucking break his neck tonight. I wanted Drew McIntyre to kick this fucking head off for all that terrible heel shit we had to go through with Dean Ambrose. Fuck you, Ambrose, and your fucking siren fucking noise. With your fucking theme song, you deserve to get your head kicked in and your fucking eyeball gouged with that fucking pencil, you fucking bum. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, bitch. Fucking Drew McIntyre is the new lunatic fringe, bitch.
Yeah.
In the end, you know, McIntyre, you know, sent a message. You know, he's the new guy tonight, and that's probably the way this should have happened. I think this one went down exactly the way it should have. Fucking if Ambrose, if he is indeed on the way out, or even if he's not and they're just fucking with us, still, man, you got to put somebody over in this type of situation. And I like the way McIntyre, I mean, he looked like the man tonight, man. He was standing tall at the end, looking like a fucking badass, as he should, by the way.
He killed Roman Reigns' brain, and he penciled Dean Ambrose's face.
Single-handedly took out the Shield tonight. He's the man.
He is the man. And that is the end of Monday Night Raw, but not the end of Monday Night Fallout. We still got our ratings, and then after the break, we're going to get to our Fast Lane coverage extravaganza, where I have the predictions that were made, and we're going to talk about it for about a half hour, because that's probably how long it's going to take. So let's go to Minister of Sinister first. Tonight's Monday Night Raw. What would you give it on our scale?
I think things are starting to look up a little. It was a all right episode, I guess. I mean, it could be better. I would like it to be better. There's certain things that I would do different personally. But we're not always going to get what we want like that. But, you know. That was all right, I guess. I'm gonna give it a 5 out of 10.
Five out of ten.
But things are looking up. Things are looking up.
Middle of the road. It's getting better, right? I mean, that seems like a little bit better than a normal rating. But 5 out of 10. That's pretty okay. Christian from Philadelphia, what do you give tonight's Monday Night Raw?
1 out of 10. Simply because Batista looked like a drunk man. I don't know. Batista looked like a very heavy alcoholic to me. Batista looks like a very, very, very heavy alcoholic. So 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10, really? I thought it was a little better than 1 out of 10. That's kind of, well, I don't know what I would expect.
Okay. I'll be merciful. I'll give it 4 out of 10. 4 out of 10.
Oh, wow. It just popped up three spaces.
Yeah. That's as merciful as I get. 4 out of 10. Just because Batista looked like a heavy drinker.
4 out of 10. Well, I'm going to give it a 1 out of 10.
No.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to give it, I don't know, maybe I'll give it a 6. I wasn't as bored with it. It had some good points. There's still some crap, but at least they're trying a little bit. There's some stuff I don't understand or like or care about, but
yes.
That's pretty much what Raw is going to be giving us for the foreseeable future. So, you know, no biggie. Welcome, Best Friends NXT, to the chat. All right. So, we are done with Monday Night Raw. Might I remind everybody that IWC Revolver is coming soon. Date and time to be announced. And there's going to be 6 great matches, including all of us. Minister of Sinister is going to take on Double L for the IWC World Heavyweight Championship in a Hell in a Cell. And Christian is going to put his Legend Championship on the line against Batman with Joe Bates as a special guest referee. Best Friends NXT is going to put his World Generation Championship on the line against me, T-Rock Plutonium. The Legend or the Armageddon Championship will be decided between Rage and Raj and Spirit Squad Nikki, and Diva 316 gives her open challenge for the Women's Championship, and also a briefcase, a suitcase match, sorry. We have the suitcase here. Ours is bigger. Give him what he wants. Give him what he wants. So stay tuned for that. Go to WrestleCorp for that, and I think that we will take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Fastlane. It's going to be awesome. The funnest part of the evening. If you thought Raw was great, wow, wait till you hear this. And we'll find out who won the predictions and who lost and all else coming up after the break right here on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
Are you ready for some more wrestling talk? Join Internet Radio's own Minister of Sinister, headliner Joe Bates, and Rancho punk rocker Albert Salazar as they recap some of this week's shenanigans in the WWE. Fatal 4-Way Radio makes its triumphant return to the World Generation Podcast Network.
Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on World Generation Network, tune in to Radio Renegade with your hosts, Christian from Philly and Batman. A show where they talk about missed booking opportunities, what is scenarios, what the fuck moments, and more. That's Radio Renegade, Saturday at 8 p.m. only on the World Generation Network. Be there.
Rising from the depths of oblivion, materializing out of the ether, lost, found, the greatest talk show that will ever be. Return to the World Generation Podcast Network. Stay tuned for more.
You want to see something really scary? Something really scary.
You want to see something really scary?
Everyone to Monday Night Fallout. Now we've reached the Fastlane review and predictions result game extravaganza, which needs a shorter title. And don't forget, this Saturday, aside from Radio Renegades The Omega Opinion will return. So, all things great here on the World Generation Podcast Network. All right, Minister, talk amongst yourself as I get the list.
Yes. Last night's show, I got the pre-show last night. I want to talk about the pre-show, though. Christian, did you watch the pre-show?
I watched the whole show.
I thought the pre-show was done a little bit different last night. There was some more unique aspects. Like, they threw in more characters into it. There was actual discussions, backstage segments and stuff. So I was pretty happy with the pre-show and how that went down. What did you think about that? Did you notice what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The backstage segments and stuff.
Yeah, and I felt like they did false advertisements because Rey Mysterio, Mustafa, and fucking Andrade were supposed to be there, but they fucking took them out for later on, so I don't know why they did it.
Hmm.
But you got a nice tag match, right? We got the Rusev and Nakamura versus whoever, right?
Right, right, right. Yeah, we had that. We also had Mendy. EC3, man. He was pretty funny last night. He finally spoke.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And
he actually spoke.
He was all over Mandy, man. He was all over Mandy, and Sonya Deville got in his face about it and shit. And but you know what, man? The funny thing about that, though, actually, it's not funny. The interesting thing about that was Sonya Deville's work, man. I thought she held her ground pretty good in that promo. I thought it was a good promo on her part to get the creep EC3 off of her best friend Mandy. Who I don't know,
yeah.
I'm still convinced they're still scissoring somewhere in the back. But, yeah, he was on point, man. EC3 was on point going after Mandy Rose, if you know what I mean. I mean, he was all over her, man.
Yeah.
And Samoa Joe had a spot. Samoa Joe also had a spot where he was charming the fucking ladies. Who was it, Christian? He was telling them, hello, ladies.
Lena Vega and Carmella.
They're talking about how he was going to put their men night-night. And then, of course, they did the thing with KO and Kofi. And they had their little man talk backstage and shit where, they came to terms with the situation that they're in and blah, blah, blah. You know, it's okay that you fucked me. You know, I'm going to look the other way for right now type of thing.
Well,
the pre-show was pretty solid.
Well, yeah, and apparently our predictions for the pre-show match went out the window, so that doesn't count at all. However,
we
start off Fastlane with extra credit. What match will kick off Fastlane? And I'm ignoring the Nakamura match and whatever, but the New Day and the Kofi thing, because who gives a fuck? Minister said the women's tag match would open up. Batman said the Asuka match would open up. I said the tag team title match would open up. And Christian said Miz and Shane would open up. Well, it looks like, I don't know, I wasn't referring to Miz and Shane, so I don't get a point. But Christian, you get a point. I was referring to the triple threat match. I thought that would open up. I wasn't thinking Miz and Shane. So congratulations, Christian. You get a point. And Minister of Sinister said the Usos retain, Shane turns on Miz. That's 2 points for you, Minister. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Because you
thank
got them both right. Batman said the Usos, and Miz turns on Shane. He only gets 1 point. And Christian said the Usos, Miz turns on Shane. He gets 1 point. I said the Usos and Shane turns on Miz. I get 2 points. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this opening match of Fastlane?
Man, the Usos, I'm digging these guys, but I still don't like that Uso penitentiary type shit that they're doing. But, like, I'm digging their work in the ring, man. Finally, after 8 years, I think these guys have really come along. It seems like they can work with anybody. This match was with Miz and Shane O'Mac. I thought they put on a good exhibition out there. I was entertained by it. The ending was surprising to me, though. But still, the Usos retained.
Christian, you have anything to add about Shane's heel turn and why we were right and you were wrong?
It should have been Miz because it looks fucking stupid to have an elderly man like fucking Miz beat up a fucking younger, I mean Shane, beat up a younger fucking Miz. He's the fucking Miz we're talking about, the big longest heel ever, and he's getting beat up by a fucking elderly man like Shane. Doesn't that sound and look fucking stupid?
Well, he did get hit from behind without actually,
by Shane McMahon. By Shane McMahon, who's fucking gassed and winded for most of the time.
Well, in any event, you were wrong.
Disbelief sometimes. Yeah, but I love Shane McMahon as a heel.
Yeah, and it'll make good for their match at WrestleMania, and I'm wondering if it's going to be some stipulation match, or because last time wasn't it in when was it Hell in a Cell? That was a couple years ago.
Undertaker.
Yeah.
Versus Shane, yeah. Something good, I don't know, who knows. All right,
and then
what was the next match? Christian, what was the second
match
on the show?
Well, the second match doesn't count because it was fucking, I don't know, Kofi Kingston versus the fucking bar in a handicap, so that doesn't count.
No, but what did you think of the beating down? They bait and switched at us, and that's not a word, switched it, but they bait and switched at us, and Kofi got beat the fuck, and what a way to kill this momentum.
Well, you know what, man? I mean, even I felt sorry for fucking Kofi. And that's hard to get, man, is some fucking sympathy from me when it comes to Kofi or any of the New Day. But and it's not because they're black either, okay? Let's get that right out of the way. But no, man, clearly they're going to do something special with him. And I'm looking forward to it. And if they don't, man, I don't know, man. That might be it, man. I might have to stop watching. If they're doing all this shit for nothing and it turns out to be nothing, I mean, I might be done. But hopefully it's not. And I'm counting on that it's not going to be like that. So we'll see. I'm still going to look forward to something special with Kofi Kingston. He's well-deserving of it, too.
Christian, do you think this was a successful way to... bury Kofi?
all I have to say is forget the name Fastlane. Call this Fuck You Ohio, because that whole pay-per-view was a big fuck you to Ohio and every single angle. Fuck you, Ohio fans, for like wrestling. That was the whole pay-per-view. That was the whole theme. Fuck you, Kofi Kingston fans. Fuck you, Becky Lynch fans. Fuck everyone who likes wrestling. That was a big fuck you in that whole pay-per-view. That's all I have to say. Fuck you, Ohio.
Fuck you, Ohio. I think that's the capital of Ohio. Fuck you, Ohio. All right. So what was next after this, Christian?
Mandy versus Asuka.
Mandy versus Asuka. Minister of Sinister said that Mandy Rose would win. No points there. Batman said Mandy Rose would win. No points there. Christian said that Asuka would win. You get a point. And I said that Mandy Rose would win. I don't get a point. Interesting. Christian, how did you know that Asuka was going to win?
Come on, guys. This is fucking Mandy Rose of all fucking people. She's not the next. I'm sorry, Batman. I know you're probably listening to this, but you're dead wrong when you said that this bitch is the next Trish Stratus. She's fucking not. She can't fucking wrestle out of a paper bag. She's fucking bland. She's boring. And did you saw the spot where she was carrying Asuka with her fucking shoulders and she just flat out dropped her on her face? That was fucking terrible. And that fucking spot with the whole fucking kendo stick with Sonya Deville was fucking stupid. Come on. No way in fucking high waters was fucking Mandy Rose gonna win. And the fact that fucking the crowd was fucking dead when she makes it into the fucking ring, there's no fucking way this bitch was gonna win the title. No fuck, not a chance. No fucking way.
So you're
I'm
saying
sorry,
there was a chance. You're saying
no,
there was a chance.
No, there's no fucking chance. I'm sorry, Batman. I'm sorry, you're probably listening to this, but you're wrong about Mandy Rose. This bitch has no fucking talent. I'm sorry, Batman, but you're
so
wrong.
What you're saying is chance.
Oh.
Let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are live on the air. Who's this?
It's Minister.
No, who is this? 513, hello? 513. All right, well, just hang on, 513. Hello, 513?
I think it's a prank.
It could be a plank. It could be a prank, but we'll listen to... Let's listen to silence.
Is it double L?
One more time. I went pretty. I guess that just sailed. All right. Minister, what did you think of Asuka and Mandy?
Well, I don't. Somehow you guys told me that fucking Mandy Rose was going to win, so I'm pissed off about that because my gut feeling told me Asuka would retain. But I still don't know for what because her whole run has been fucking epic shit. I mean, that's all it's been, just big old shit, a big pile of hot, steaming shit. And I think it's wrong that that's how it's been, but that's how it's been. So I don't know. They're probably going to do a multi-woman match with her. And I fully expect her to drop the title at Mania, probably to Mandy Rose. So we'll see how that develops.
So it might happen eventually. So see, maybe Christian, you were wrong after all. All right. After that, we had.
Let's see. We had fucking a live segment. That doesn't fucking count. Then we had the Fatal 4-Way for the U.S. title, which doesn't count.
Doesn't count, but let's talk about it anyway. This is a good match. Minister?
What was it now? The
Fatal 4-Way for the United States Championship.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a fun match with Joe in there. But, yeah, so I don't know, man. I mean, that was probably, you know, that was probably one of the better matches of the night, I thought. It was certainly exciting. But, I thought it was at the wrong time. Wasn't it, like, after the women or some shit? Let's see. How did that go down?
Yeah, it was after Mandy and Asuka.
Yeah, it was after the... And, I mean, you know, nobody really wants to go on after the fucking women. So, yeah, man, that... You know, I thought it should have been booked at a better spot. But, yeah, it was a good match. I thought it was a good match, and I enjoyed it. I was entertained by it.
Christian?
Yeah, it was an okay match. But you know what? We would have been fucking getting half a point if either Rey or Andrade would have won, because we technically did say on both sides that Rey and Andrade was going to win in the pre-show. So imagine if fucking Rey or Andrade would have won. We could have gotten like half the points, but they fucked us over, so fuck it.
We didn't get any points.
It
should have
been a longer match, though.
Yeah.
It was only like about 10 minutes, too, so I thought it should have been a little bit longer, man, maybe, you know, 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we had a lot of extra questions. I'm pretty sure we had a lot of extra credit questions more.
Oh, yeah, there's tons. Don't worry. We got a whole bunch of fast lane left to go. Samoa Joe won, for those of you who no title changed hands tonight, that night, by the way.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about this next match, but we have to. Fucking Becky Lynch versus Charlotte. Oh.
Minister of Sinister said that Charlotte was going to win. No points there. Batman said that Becky was going to win. He gets a point. Christian said Becky was going to win. He gets a point. And I said Becky was going to win. So I get a point. Minister, you were wrong.
Yes, I was. I was thinking that they were going to do with Becky Lynch what they're doing with Kofi. They're going to wait and pull the trigger on Kofi at the last minute to put him in some type of multi-match, or maybe it'll be a singles match. I doubt it, though. But they're still going to wait to the last minute to pull the trigger on that. But instead of, I thought they were going to do it with Becky. Obviously, that's not the case. We had that horrible fucking turn by Ronda Rousey in the process, and people are laughing at her now. And this whole thing turned into shit right before our eyes. It was great to begin with. It was really good. I was really interested. And then it went to Charlotte got put in it. And then, I had this coming of terms with myself, actually, where I was like, well, you know what? Fuck it, man. I'm okay with it. I'll let that fucking go. And I let it go, and then they fucking do this other bullshit. And now this whole Ronda Rousey thing, and it's just gone to shit, man. The whole thing for me, this match has gone to shit.
Gone to shit. Hell in a handbasket. Okay, fair enough. Okay, so what was next, Christian?
What was next was Daniel Bryan versus Kevin Owens versus Mustafa Ali.
What a horrible thing to do to Mustafa Ali. Like, you know, you bring him, and it's like just shit all over the guy. Just shit all over him.
Even though this was his fucking spot anyway, this was his fucking thing with the whole Kofi run anyway. This was his to begin with. That's the fucked up part. That's irony right there.
That is irony.
But he would have been more applauded if it was – well, he would have not been in the match, because if they were doing the Kofi thing, it would have been, you know, the other way around.
It would have been
right?
The inverse. Yeah, it would have been the same shit, so it doesn't fucking matter, really. It really doesn't fucking matter.
You don't think they would have been cheering for Kofi?
No, they would cheer for both of them. It would be like the same circumstances, but the roles reversed. Mustafa would have been screwed, and Kofi would have been inside the triple threat. The roles would have been reversed, and then they would have booed Kofi because Mustafa got taken out if this was reversal. Because all this happened because Mustafa got injured, and Kofi took his push. So imagine if Mustafa never got injured, and they kept doing the Kofi push before Mustafa, but then they replaced Mustafa for Kofi in this triple threat match. It would have been the same circumstances, but different people were hurt.
Anyway, Minister of Sinister said Daniel Bryan retains. He gets a point. Even though he did say via DQ, he still gets a point. However, Batman said Daniel Bryan wins via DQ. He doesn't get a point because he was very adamant about it being a DQ. He said, I remember are you sure about the DQ? He's like, yes, it will be a DQ. So no point for you, Batman. Sorry about that. And Christian gets a point, and I get a point for Daniel Bryan. Sorry, Batman. We said it on the line. He's like, it's going to be a DQ. No point for you. It was what it was. I mean, the crowd stopped chanting Kofi after a while, and they finally got into the match. It wasn't awful. You know, it was what it was. I'm going to guess the next match was Sasha and Bayley.
Yeah.
All right. Minister of Sinister said Sasha and Bayley retains. You get a point. I said Sasha and Bayley retains. I get a point. Christian said Sasha and Bayley. He gets a point. And Batman said Sasha and Bayley. He gets a point. Everybody gets a point. Christian, how are you so sure?
Well, because this is fucking Nia Jax Tamina we're talking about. But I can't believe We somehow gotten three fucking terrible women's matches in a row. Can you fucking believe this? Three fucking terrible women's matches. And they're supposed to be the leaders of the fucking women's revolution. Fuck me. Fuck me, this was shit. The women were shit in that pay-per-view, I swear. Like, they were the worst parts of the pay-per-view. They were the worst thing. Fucking based Becky Lynch is fucking celebrating that she won by a fucking DQ. What the fuck's the matter with you, you stupid bitch? This doesn't make you look badass. This just makes you fucking lucky and fucking... This is terrible. This is one of the worst filled WrestleManias. Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible.
Fuck this.
Terrible.
Minister,
terrible.
Do you have anything to add about that?
Actually, very little, because I did not watch the match. I had to run out on an errand, and when I came back, the fucking Moon Crew was in the midst of some domination. So I missed out on the match itself. And from what Christian said, actually, I think I want to go back and watch it to see how terrible it actually was. But not that I'm saying that it wasn't, because I'm sure it was. But I'm sure it's also funny. But nevertheless, the Moon Crew. Nia Jax and Tamina out there just fucking beating everybody up at the end, looking bad, I might say.
All right. So next we have the Revival versus Rude and Gable versus Aleister Black and Ricochet. Rico Black. Black O'Shea.
Yeah.
Black O'Shea. Minister gets a point. He said the Revival was going to win. Batman gets a point. He said the Revival was going to win. Christian said Rude and Gable was going to win. No point there. I said the Revival was going to win. I get a point. Christian, high hopes.
It's because the Revival is shit. They're boring. That's why I said they were going to fucking lose. They're fucking boring as tag team champions. Fuck the Revival. Go on leave already, you fucking boring fuckers.
I told you that they were going to win because they lose on TV and they win at the pay-per-views.
Yes.
That's how that's their thing. That's their shtick.
I know.
So, Minister, what did you think of...
Boring. I thought, you know, well, I got the point, so I was happy with it. You know, I'm going to overlook that the match itself was really, you know, I mean, I don't know. We had 10 minutes on this match. Triple threat, Chad Gable and Rude, Aleister Black. I'll tell you what, though, this Aleister Black and Ricochet, I cannot wait for them to get over this shit and let's get this shit out of the way so that they can go into singles competition, because I'm really excited for those two guys. Other than that, I mean, you know, just the fucking Revival, man. I mean, come on. Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. Also, when are they going to split up? Move along. And I'm not saying you. For you to move along. I'm telling WWE, move along with this shit already, man. We're spinning our wheels with this whole shit. Chad Gable and Bobby Roode should have been fucking broken up and been on their way fucking doing something else by now. But they've got nothing.
Wow, Minister. They should have done been moving on.
Yeah.
Should have done been moving on.
Give
me what I want. Damn it. Give me what I want. You know what I want. All right, final match of the night, Baron and Friends versus The Shield. Minister of Sinister said Baron and Friends were going to win. No point for you, Minister. Batman said The Shield was going to win. That's a point for him. Christian said Baron and Friends was going to win. No point for you. And I said The Shield was going to win. That's a point for me. So, Minister and Christian. Minister first. How
Man.
Could you even think? Why would you, like, seriously, like, are you seriously betting against The Shield's last match ever that they'd lose?
I'm not buying that it's their last match, man. That had a lot to do with my pick on that. But, I honestly picked the wrong team on this. I mean, you know, there's no other excuse. I did. I picked Baron Corbin, Bobby Lashley, and Drew McIntyre, but look at Drew McIntyre. Look at the role he's been on. I just thought he was going to mad blast all these motherfuckers, Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose, and, you know, they were going to give them one of the mass beatings where, you know, they're going to wake up questioning themselves and questioning the Shield and all that shit. And that's where you get, you know, just a big clash and, you know, the big fallout happens at Mania or what have you. But no, that didn't happen like that. So here we are. I lost the fucking point, and the Shield won. But is it really their last match? That's my question. I'm not buying it.
I don't know. It's the last match for now. Christian, you were wrong.
The reason why I picked Baron Corbin's loser team was because I was hoping fucking Dean was going to turn on Roman, and then they would have their fucking match at Mania. That would have been made much more fucking sense. Because A, they said it was the last time ever. B, I'm not fucking buying this sudden face turn for shit. And C, it would have been made much more fucking sense. But no, they decided to have the Shield win for no fucking reason. They already beat Baron Corbin's team once at fucking Australia. They didn't need to beat him again. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Why was it the main event anyway? A fucking 6-man tag to main event fucking Fastlane? Why? Because of Roman?
It was the best match of the night, and it was pretty hot, the crowd. So, I mean, they made the right call, I think. Send
that was
the
wrong
home.
Match, too. That was well over 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was a good match. It was, and it was good. But yeah, and let's go now to the tail of the tape.
Oh,
in last
shit.
Place. With five points. Minister of Sinister.
Somehow,
you actually,
I knew I was going to fall short on this one.
You actually have 4.9 points because you did say Daniel Bryan retained via DQ. And I gave you a point. I gave you a point, but you and Batman said the same thing. And I didn't give him a point. So in third place, Batman. And that means the winner of the prediction show extravaganza. And the loser. The loser. Christian of Philadelphia. The winner is me. 7 points.
Who won again? Who lost and who won? I couldn't hear it.
You got 6 points. I got 7.
Fuck.
I win.
Oh, well.
But you beat,
well, at least I'm
in
second place.
You beat Batman and Minister, so that should be good. You would have done it had you not chosen Rude and Gable and Baron and Friends. And I beat you because I got my extra credit in the Shane match. So, you know, like Shane turns on Miz. You know, you had it, Christian. It would have been a tie, but it's not. I win.
I
knew it was between you two guys.
There's always WrestleMania, and that one is going to be the grandest of them all. There's always WrestleMania.
There is always WrestleMania. All right, let's go to the chat thread before we close it out. Mumra says he gives Raw a 6. He also says Kofi getting beat up at the pay-per-view was a good thing because it adds to his main event push. You will want to add the odds stacked against him. They are booking Becky similarly, and Best Friends NXT is glad to see us back. But there you go, folks. Fallout until next week. And on Thursday, you can rub it in Batman's face that he... You technically tied. You two technically tied. So, I mean, but I have to inch him out because the DQ thing. And there you go. All right, Christian, why don't you close yourself out till next week?
Well, Batman, I defeated you in predictions, and that's just what's gonna happen in IWC Revolver when I kick your head off your head out of your body. And for the match, who knows, I might give Joe Bates an ass-kicking along the way after I carry out my fucking title and out of the building. So you know what? Two bodies are going to get dropped that night, probably.
Oh, shit.
But until then, I am your IWC Legends Champion. Why? Because I am that damn motherfucking good. See you at Fatal 4-Way, bitches. Good night, bitches.
Ladies and gentlemen, Potty Mouth Christian from Philadelphia.
Bitches.
Hey, minister, give me what I want. You know what I want. You know what I want.
Good night, bitches.
Give me what I want.
Hey, check it out, man. Yeah, go back and you want more Christian, man. He was on fire Saturday night. You should really go back and check that show out. Radio Renegades with Christian and Batman. He was on fire. He laid in on WWE and the women and all kinds. It was rough, man. It was brutal. But go back and check it out. You'll have a fun time. I would say go back and check out last night's program, but somehow it disappeared. I don't know what the hell happened to it. And man, that's terrible. Because
it was a great.
It was a good.
It was a really good show. And it's good. I don't know. It's there, but it's gone. I don't know. It was probably the best show they've ever done. So.
Wow. So I'm going to have to see if I can download that somehow. But anyway, listen to my show this coming Thursday. We're going to talk more about the pay-per-view, what should have happened maybe, what could have happened, who knows, what will happen at WrestleMania. We'll get early predictions from the cast, see what they're going to say is going to happen. So we'll talk about that on Thursday. In the meantime, keep it real, keep it heel. And more importantly, keep it sexy. Until next time, we'll see you. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister of I'd like to thank everybody who listened, everybody in the chat room. Don't forget, tomorrow night, you got Facing Tuesday with Santori. That'll be very interesting to see what he's been up to, and I think that it's a Creedence Clearwater Revival show, so you'll hear a lot of good Creedence music and a lot of good comedy along the way. Thursday, Fatal 4-Way Radio. Friday, Joe Bates. Saturday, The Omega Opinion and Radio Renegades. And Sunday, The Greatest Talk Show. Hopefully, it will actually show up. I'm not holding my breath because Blog Talk Radio is what it is. All right, so thank you guys for joining us, and we'll see you guys next week, same time, right after Raw, every Monday, right after Raw. And I'm T-Rack Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys next time on the flagship show of the World Generation Podcast Network, Monday Night Fallout. Be there.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.